Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Next week, we'll do a show for the New Year. Today's show, not having so much to do with Christmas, but I'm sure on the tip of many a tongue, females especially, but everybody can relate. Today's show, bladder infections, the chronic ones, not the ones that go away with the antibiotic, not the ones that go away with the quick herbal fix. I'm talking about the ones that go away and then come back and come back and come back. Chronic bladder infections. What's more, another one that I really think has eluded the medical community, interstitial cystitis, solutions for it. How to make your body resistant to it, how to teach your body to get rid of it. You, if you'll get educated, as always, the theme of this show, if we could just get you educated, if I could just get you to see it like I do, interstitial cystitis, chronic bladder infections, and then that lurking thing that starts at 50, urinary incontinence, all of these would be put to rest. But are you willing to dig a little deeper? That is the question. Well, if you're with me, let's dig a little deeper. As always, get to the website, straighttalk.cc. That's two C's, .cc, not .com. And that's two T's. All right, you're on the website. Show 240. See that picture up top? We'll get to that later. Let's go to the anatomy. Got to go to the anatomy first. Can't understand it if you don't go to the anatomy. Picture number one. Let's look at the anatomy. There you are. That's a female from the side. So this is picture number one. It's called a sagittal cut. The picture up top is a sagittal cut. That's looking into somebody from the side. On that picture, to the right of that picture, to the right of that picture, is the pubic bone. That's the front. To the left of that picture, that's the back. So to the left of that picture, you see that big hollow space there. Kind of looks like it's in the shape of a sausage. That is the rectum on a female. Follow that rectum down there to the anus. This is picture one, the top picture, starting from the left and coming forward to where you see that empty space that kind of looks like the outline of a sausage. That is the empty space of the rectum. Follow it to the bottom there. That's the anus. Now, just come about an inch to the right of that anus, towards the center of the page. That is the opening to the vaginal canal. If you follow that opening to the vaginal canal, straight upwards. Okay, you with me? Follow that opening to the vaginal canal straight upwards. You can see the beginning of the cervix and the whole uterus, that thick wedge in there. That's the uterus itself, the thick myometrium of the uterus. Holding up the uterus is the bladder. And if you follow that bladder, kind of looks like a triangle. If you follow that bladder and that little line all the way to the bottom, that's the female urethra. Very important to get oriented here. You can't understand the physiology if you don't understand the anatomy, and you can't understand the pathophysiology unless you understand the physiology. To really understand how to fix your problem, you've got to have the anatomy. You've got to have the physiology, and you've got to have the psychology. You can't go at it from one angle. That's what people with chronic bladder infections do. Why do we dumb it down to dum-dum? You get your antibiotic, and you get another antibiotic. It works for a while, and then it doesn't work. The articles we're going to explore today are telling us that the microbes that tend to give you the UT infections, well, they've outsmarted many of the antibiotics, and these chronic bladder infections are becoming more and more prevalent, more and more common. Of course they are. In the end, the microbes will win. Only if you bring the strength of the human soul to the science will you find your competitive edge. I kid you not. Some of us have always said this, and some of us will never stop saying it. I'm one of those people. And certainly most, or many, are not going to hear that message. But that's okay, because you do. Look at that picture. That sagittal cut. Look at the rectum. Look at the vaginal canal. And look at the female urethra. Number one, those holds are very close to each other. And those holds can be extra close to each other depending on the anatomy of the particular female. And on that basis, we're going to have a variation in your susceptibility to UTI infections. Now, there's still a lot to do about it, but you've got to bring in the anatomy, the comparative anatomy. Very important to do that. All right. Now let's go to another picture here. Let's go to picture 11. Nice colored picture. So now you're going to look at that female bladder from the front. And where is it sitting? The female bladder is sitting right there in front of the uterus and the ovaries. It sits a little lower and a little more anterior to it. That's very important to remember. Because in that abdominal cavity, everything is touching everything. And if everything's touching everything, if one thing twists out of place, everything is going to twist out of place. I'm going to give you a structural perspective on what's going on in there. And you're going to understand ultimately that while, yes, we're going to get the nutrition and we're going to study, I've got some great articles. We're going to study the science in the sense of the immune system, how these bugs attack, what inherent weaknesses might you have that you could alter if you understood the pathophysiology, how herbs might help, so on and so forth. But really, in the end, I'm going to end up in the structural dynamic and in the psychological dynamic. You never see chronic problems driven off just one of these dimensions. It doesn't happen that way. That's the parody. That's the ignorance. That's the innocence. It's the stupidity. It's the futility of the way you're being managed. If you're managing chronic UTI infections, interstitial cystitis, from purely a nutritional standpoint, from a purely allopathic standpoint, antibiotics, pharmaceuticals, you're never going to get anywhere. You get what you get. You know what you're going to get. Allopathic medicine works great short term. You get a flaring, raging UTI infection from the bowels of down below, and you pop the antibiotic, and you get the result. And if you get one of those every year or two, well, generally, what's the harm? But as any good doctor will tell you, there is harm in the chronic use of antibiotics. And there's harm in the untreated, constant, relentless UTI infection. It will begin to fibrose and scar out the inner walls of the bladder, something we'll look at later. So, short-term, acute, go for it. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about chronic. And to be in the realm of chronic, you have to go to structure. We're going to dive into that later. But just look at the setup here. So look at that picture. Look at picture number one. That's some of the anatomy. some of the great books describing the anatomy of the bladder, Frank Netter. Now, that is a name that really everyone should know. And these are books. I put them here. Picture number three. If you really want to study anatomy, to some extent pathology, the Netter Atlas of the urinary system. He was the Michelangelo of these drawings. Nobody drew like him. Here's picture number four. That's one of his books on the kidneys, the ureters, and the urinary bladder. Pictures say 1,000 words. You have to have your spatial orientation. All right. There's a little bit for you. Now, let's go up to the articles, top of the page. I've got three fantastic articles. The immune response to urinary tract infections. Click that article on. All right. The nature of immune responses to urinary tract infections. I'm going to spend about 5 minutes here. You relax, absorb what's useful, get the big picture, go back, read the articles later. Take your time, mull over them. These are not nutritional. These are hard science. But you can extrapolate out of them things that are useful. The nature of immune responses to urinary tract infections. The abstract. The UT tract is constantly exposed to microorganisms that inhabit the gastrointestinal tract. Now, what does that mean? You got it. It means that your female urethra is very close to your anus. That's what it means. It means it's very close to your vaginal canal. That's what it means. That's how you get exposed. So you see, you've got to understand the anatomy to understand how E. coli, in particular, from the GI tract, possibly from the vaginal canal, ends up sort of kissing that tip of the urethra and starts to seed the infection. Now, this resistance to infection is mainly ascribed to the versatility of the innate immune defenses in the UT tract, as the adaptive immune responses are limited, blah, blah, blah. Point being, yes, that urethra has an inherent tendency to take a sweep from E. coli from the perineal area, potentially from the vaginal area. But it's got lots of defenses against that. Of course it does. But there's sort of your setup. All right. Let's get down to key points. So just scroll down a little bit. Get you thinking here. Get you understanding. An overarching theme of the immune system in the bladder seems to be balancing the need to respond promptly, blah, 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 as the structural integrity of the epithelial barrier is disrupted during prolonged immune responses. We're going to look at the bladder itself in a few moments. We're going to look at the bladder. The bladder is a muscle. I showed you muscles a moment ago. The bladder is a muscle. And that muscle has an inner lining. And that inner lining is a bunch of cells. And those cells have to maintain their integrity. Or those little microbes will eat their way right through the lining on the inside of your bladder. And they'll wedge deep below it. And that's where they cause all the symptom. That's where they hang out and hide. If they can get through. Those epithelial cells that line the inside of your muscular bladder, that it's a muscle is important to you, that you've got epithelial cells lining the inner lining that must have integrity to resist the penetration. And those little bugs, E. coli et al., they've got lots of little sneaky ways of leaching through that epithelial layer and hiding. Now, your immune system's not going to be fooled.